कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Nittai Gaur Haribol, 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 Nittai Gaur Haribol. Jai Shri Nittai Gaur Pramanande Haribol. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramhamsa Prajvajaka Acharya Ashtodhar Shat, His Divine Grace. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sarupada Ki Jai. Jai Vo Mishnupada Paramhamsa Prajvajaka Acharya Ashtodhar Shat, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Prem Se Kahiye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Shri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Dwarka Puri Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Maiya Ki Jai, Yamuna Maiya Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaved Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, All Gurishto Assembled Devotees, Hare Krishna, All Gurishto Assembled Devotees, Hare Krishna, All Gurishto Assembled Devotees, Hare Krishna, All Glories, All Glories, All Gurishto Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, Gaura Haribol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5th. Entitled Lord Rishabhdev's Teachings, verse number 1. Please repeat after me. Rishabha Vacha Nayam Deho Deha Bhajam Nraloke Kashtan Kaman Arhate Vidbhujame Tapo Divyam Putraka Ena Satvam Shuddhet yasmad brahma saukhyam tu anantam. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vandan Bihari Bhagavan Ki Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Rishabha Uvacha Nayam Deho Deha Bhajam Nraloke Kashtan Kaman Arhate Vidbhujame Tapo divyam putraka ena satvam Shuddhet yasmad brahma saukhyam tu anantam Rishabha uvacha Nayam deho deha bhajam nraloke Kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujame तपोदिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धे तस्माद् ब्रह्म सौख्यं तु अनन्तम्। ऋषभ उवाच नाहं देहु देहु भाजां त्रिलोके कष्टान् कामान् हरते विद्भुजामे तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धे तयस्माद् ब्रह्म सौख्यं तु अनन्तम्। ऋषभ उवाच नाहं देहु देहु भाजामि लोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजामे तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धे तस्माद् ब्रह्म सौख्यं तु अनन्तम्। ऋषभ उवाच नाहं देहु देहु भाजां त्रिलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजामे तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धे तस्माद् ब्रह्म सौख्यं तु अनन्तम्। ऋषभ उवाच नाहं देहो देह भाजामि लोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजामे तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धे तस्माद् ब्रह्म सौख्यं तु अनन्तम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। ऋषभ उवाच लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव सेड न नॉट अयम दिस देह बॉडी देह भाजाम ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज who are accepted material bodies nriloke in this world kashtan troublesome kaman sense gratification arhate deserves with bhujam of stool eaters a which tapah austerities and penances दिव्यम दिवा डिवाइन पुत्रका माय डियर सन्स एन बाय विच सत्वम द हार्ट शुद्धेत बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड यस्मात् फ्रॉम विच ब्रह्म सौख्यम स्पिरिचुअल हैप्पीनेस टू सर्टनली अनंतम अनएंडिंग। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Lord Rishabhdev told his sons, my dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. Purport. In this verse, Lord Rishabhdev tells his sons about the importance of human life. The word Deha Bhak refers to anyone who accepts a material body, but the living entity who is awarded the human form must act differently from animals. Animals like hogs, dogs and hogs enjoy sense gratification by eating stool. After undergoing severe hardships all day, human beings are trying to enjoy themselves at night by eating, drinking, having sex and sleeping. At the same time, they are to properly defend themselves. However, this is not human civilization. Human life means voluntarily practicing suffering for advancement in spiritual life. There is, of course, suffering in the lives of animals and plants, which are suffering due to their past misdeeds. However, human beings should voluntarily accept suffering in the form of austerities and penances in order to attain the divine life. After attaining the divine life, one can enjoy happiness eternally. After all, every living entity is trying to enjoy happiness, but as long as one is engaged in the material body, he has to suffer different kinds of misery. A higher sense is present in the human form. We should act according to the superior advice in order to attain eternal happiness and go back to Godhead. It is significant in this verse that government and natural guardian, the father, should educate subordinates and raise them to Krishna consciousness. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, every living being suffers in the cycle of birth and death perpetually. To relieve them from this bondage and enable them to become blissful and happy, bhakti yoga should be taught. A foolish civilization neglects to teach people how to rise to the platform of bhakti yoga. Without Krishna consciousness, a person is no better than better than a hog or a dog. The instructions of Rishabhdev are very essential at the present moment. People are being educated and trained to work very hard for sense gratification, and there is no sublime aim in life. A man travels to earn his livelihood, leaving home early in the morning and catching a local train and being packed in a compartment. He has to stand for an hour or two in order to reach his place of business. Then again, he takes a bus to go to the office. At this office, he works hard from 9 to 5. Then he takes 2 or 3 hours to return home. After eating, he has sex and goes to sleep. For all these hardships, his only happiness is a little sex. Yan maitunadi griha medhi sukham hitucham. Rishabhdev clearly states that human life is not meant for this kind of existence, which is enjoyed even by the dogs and hogs. Indeed, dogs and hogs do not have to work so hard for sex. A human being should try to live in a different way and should not try to imitate dogs and hogs. The alternative is mentioned. Human life is meant for tapasya, austerity and penance. By tapasya, one can get out of the material clutches. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, his happiness is guaranteed eternally. By taking to bhakti yoga, devotional service, one's existence is purified. The living entity is seeking happiness life after life, but he can make a solution to all his problems simply by practicing bhakti yoga. Then he immediately becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tatvatah tvyaktva deha punarjanma na yeti mam iti so Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददान्ति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं श्रावदूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखामितं च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुसे नमः वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, I'd like to welcome all the devotees for the Bhagavatam class. So I will just read the translation once. Lord Rishabhdev told his sons, My dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for the dogs and hogs. That its tool, one should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. Hare Krishna. So, here, this is the very famous verse. This is the one of the most verse quoted by Srila Prabhupada in his lectures, in his talks. So this verse, actually, this is similar to one verse in Uddhava Gita, the Lord Krishna tells in Uddhava Gita also that labdha sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante manushyam artha idam anityam apiha dhiraha तृणम यतेत नापतेद अनुमृत्यु यावन निःश्रेयसात विषयम विषय खलु सर्वतः स्यात्। तो दिस इज द वर्स टोल्ड बाय लॉर्ड कृष्णा इन टू उद्धवा इन उद्धव गीता दैट आफ्टर मेनी मेनी बर्थ्स एंड डेथ्स वन अचीव्स द रियल ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ व्हिच ऑल द टेम्पररी affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection. Thus, a sober human being should quickly endeavor for ultimate perfection of life as long as his body, which is always subject to death, has not fallen down and died. After all, sense gratification is available even in the most abominable species of life, whereas Krishna consciousness is possible only for human beings. This is almost similar verse. So, here you can see that Lord Rishabhdev is addressing his 100 sons before he can retire. So this is the Vedic system that before kings used to retire, they used to instruct their dependents, mainly sons who are the future kings, in how to take care of the kingdom, how their personal life, and how they can also then achieve perfection of life. So that is the Vedic system. And what is the perfection of life? Is the to attain Krishna consciousness. So at this verse, Rishabhdev is saying that she starts from the how we are not this body and ends that how we need to attain at the end the highest perfection, that is spiritual happiness. So in Bhagavad Gita we can also see the similar way. The Arjuna was also bewildered. This bewilderment in the first chapter that he was got attached to the happiness on the bodily level, platform, that if all the my relatives will be killed, then how I can able to attain happiness. because no one will be there to share the happy material opulences. So in one sense, he is just on the bodily platform thinking of the happiness. But then in the second chapter, Lord Krishna starts instructing. He also starts from the this only that we are not this body, we are the spirit soul. And first 20, around 20 verses, he just talk about that body is the temporary and this soul is eternal. So the basic is that if we want to progress in the spiritual life, the basic should be clear that we are not this body and we are the spirit soul. If we want to erect a big building, so his foundation should be very strong. If the foundation will not be strong, then we may erect the building, but it is not strong, then it is just a matter of time, it will collapse. So recently it has happened in our community here also. One building was made and some foundation problem was there. So first the foundation problem was rectified and then building was then started to go ahead to build up. Otherwise, from outside it may look very good that okay, so big building is there, so beautiful building is there, but foundation is the problem, then it is a matter of time, any time it can collapse. So similarly, if our spiritual life, the main foundation is that we know by knowledge that yes, we are not this body, we are the spirit soul, but unless we realize it, and it will take long time, but we have to discuss it and try to understand it, we will not be able to progress in spiritual life. So here, king before retiring, he was giving this instruction that what is the aim of human form of life. And in Bhagavad Gita also we see, it is said that Vedesh cha sarve aham eva vedyo. Krishna says that of all the in all the Vedic literature or through all the Vedas, I am to be known. So that is the aim of the human form of life, that he to know Krishna. And it is only possible in human form of life. Like that one verse, that Mahabharata's famous verse, we say that Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maitunam cha Samanya Tat Pashubhi Naranam Dharmohi Tesham Adhiko Vishesho Dharme Nahinam Pashubhi Samana. That is the famous verse Mahabharata, that Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maitun. These are the commonalities between the humans and animals. But humans have the speciality, that is Dharma. And only that is the difference. Otherwise, if you don't follow the Dharma, then we will be like two-legged animals with suited, booted, with tie and coat. That is the only well sophisticated way of living. Like, but that is like animals. So here, Rishabhdev, who is the king of the world, he's instructing his sons who are the future kings. But unfortunately, we can see in the modern civilization, even the poor man who is living at home, he don't want, even if he is suffering, he don't want to leave home. Then what to speak of who is opulent? Even some say, because we see that many places our relatives we go, the person is about to die, he's on his deathbed, and if we tell to take the Lord's name, he will not take, because not practiced from the beginning of the life. So they don't go anywhere. They in the villages we see, they lie down on some cot at the entry of the home. And whoever are going, they are just watching. Who is going, and they are questioning everyone. What you are doing? Why this? Why that? So, you at the time of end of the life also, his consciousness always in the what is happening at the home. So, obviously, at the time of death, then he will think about his home only, all these affairs only, and then again he will to take birth in this material body. So it is actually very difficult for the people to understand what is the aim of human form of life. Once Srila Bhakti, this famous story that how once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave the ad in the paper that everyone is welcome to join our math. You come and chant here. We will provide everything. All the eating and lodging, all the problems will be solved. You have to just chant. But no one shown interest. That we are getting free food, free lodging, still because people are not interested. So similarly, we can see that in Prabhupada explained in his lecture that in our country, they have seen many old politicians, till the end of the big end of the life, they are attached to their post. So, and in also gives the example of the Churchill, who till the end of the life was stick to his position. And then he gives the example of Mahatma Gandhi, that he said that how he was, by name was the Mahatma, but after getting what he was wanted to do, independence of the India, still he was sticking to his position. And then Prabhupada said, I wrote a letter to him that you have such a position that you can influence the people, you should now preach Bhagavad Gita and leave the politics. But Prabhupada said then, but I didn't receive any reply. And then after a few days, he got killed. So, if voluntarily, if one don't give up the position of this material life and take to the Krishna consciousness, then he will be killed by either his own men, by the enemies, or by the laws of nature. Because Krishna already told, Daiviya esha gunamai mama maya durattaya mame eva prapadyante maya metam tarantiti, that only this unsurmountable maya of mine is can be only overcome by when one surrender to me. It is not possible to overcome it by own efforts or by anyone's help. So this maya is very strong, that everyone just want to stick to their position till the fig end of their life. There are so many politicians, big kings have come and gone. But and they will come and go. But people, this politician or king think that if I will go, if I will give up my position, then what will happen to my these people, my countrymen on this? But actually, life is going on. We think like that, but people, many influential people have come and gone, still world is going on. So how these things are going on in this material world is explained in Bhagavad Gita in 3.27, that prakrite kriyamanani gunak karmani sarvashah ahankara vivudatma kartaham iti manyate, that everything goes by the laws of nature and by under God's supervision, and no one can do anything. We come for some time with nothing, we acquire something which is temporary, and we try to lord it over, and again by the laws of nature we give up everything. So Prabhupada was giving his own example, that when I was saying that he was a householder and took diksha from the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was many times, he said to him that you should take sannyas and preach Krishna consciousness. But he said, I hesitated for a long time, but finally in 1954 I took sannyas, because I was thinking that if I go away, how will take care of my family? So, but when I took sannyas and taught this Krishna consciousness, then I got a big family of devotees and I was taken care of nicely. So if we depend on Krishna, then Krishna will take care of ourselves, all the his devotees. So there is a famous example, I think this Sridhar Swami, who wanted to take sannyas. Correct me if I am wrong, Sridhar Swami only wanted to take sannyas, and he thought that his wife was pregnant, and if he's after giving the birth to a child, he will renounce. But as soon as the child wife gave the birth to a child, the mother died. Then he thought, okay, how then I can leave this son alone? At that time he saw the one lizard on a tree, and that baby lizard just born, and after that immediately he was with his long tongue, eating some insects. So then he thought that, see how the God's arrangement is there. As soon as one is born, everything is taken care by Lord's arrangement. Everything is there for everyone. So this my baby will be also taken care. So he immediately left the home and took sannyas. And he done so much service for the humanity. So it is not that if I just stick to the one thing, then or leave the things, then people will not be taken care. God is there to take care of everyone. So that's why the King Rishabhdev is retiring, and he is now advising, giving instruction to his obedient sons. And it is not that King Rishabhdev is just a small king. He has everything at his command. He is well established kingdom. Still he at giving everything voluntarily. It is not that some has he is without his kingdom and now there is no option. So it is not like that. So voluntary giving, so everyone needs to at the certain age of life give the voluntary retirement. So there are so many examples of Bharat Maharaj, the son of Rishabhdev, then Parikshit Maharaj and Yudhishthira Maharaj, they all took voluntary retirement.
So that is the Vedic system, that when one is very young, at that time he joins the goes to the Gurukul, joins the Brahmacharya ashram. Then after taking their under the education under the spiritual master, serving him, then there is a chance that he can enter the Grahastha ashram, or then or he can continue with the Brahmacharya ashram. So Brahmacharya life or Grahastha life, it doesn't matter. But matter is that one has to follow the instructions of the Shastras. So in that way, then he can enter Grahastha life and then Vanaprastha and then Sannyas. So for 25 years, then he can have Grahastha life and then he can grown up children. If as per Vedic system, if one get married at 25, age of 25, then by 50 years, his son is around 20, he can take care of his family. So then he can take Vanaprastha ashram and with his wife he can travel the holy places. And then after traveling for 25 years, then the wife can return back to home and be taken care by the grown up children and he can take sannyas. So that is the Vedic system. So that is the duty of the father before retirement, he should instruct. So that's why the Rishabdhari is instructing that this material body in the human form of life, it is not for wasting like hogs and dogs, those who are the stool eaters. So in the human society, dog eaters are considered the lowest, because they are considered that they are the beyond the caste system, who eat the dog. Similarly, in animal system also, animals also, those according to eating of what their animals eat, they have their gradation. That is hog. Hogs, they eat the stool, so they are the lowest among the animals. So if we in human form eat like a cats and dogs, then we will become cats and dogs. And if we becomes means it is just a matter of time, where acting like them, behaving like cats and dogs or hogs, or working like them, then matter of time, now they are just practicing, practice is going on, then this consciousness, same consciousness there in the again in the next life, they will get that life. But actually human life is should be very sober, peaceful, full of knowledge and full of bliss and devoted to Krishna. That is the sign of purity. That is what we need to accept in the human form of life. So that's why Rishabhdev is instructing that everyone has a body, but human body is special. That even animals, everyone has body, but human body is special. Because I always say that everything has specific purpose. So tractor has a specific purpose and the airplane has a specific purpose. So we can't use tractor in place of airplane and airplane in place of tractor. So human life is for air, like an airplane. So this has some higher thing to achieve, to move with a higher consciousness and not just engage in the activities of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So these are needed only for those who can do that only for the basic needs, and maximum time should be given for the Krishna consciousness. So these activities should be regulated in the human form of life. And these animals, they can do these activities in unregulated way, because there is nothing, because they are just according to their instinct, they are doing the things. But humans are not supposed to do like that. They are law books, there is Manu Samhita and other literatures that instruct us. There are law books meant for the human society. So that's why the human life is meant for. So if we should not spoil this human form of life, one may question that if we do not spoil the human form of life, cats and dogs, then what we should do? So this is first, Rishabhdev says that you should not spoil this human form of life. Nayam deho deya bhaja nuloke kashtan kamam arate vidhujami. That don't waste his life for like a dogs and hogs. Then what should be done? Then he said, tapo divyam. Then you should do austerities. Then what is the austerity? Because then Prabhupada once gives example in one of his lectures that in the very beginning of our lives, our students have been accustomed to certain habits. But we say, you cannot do this, and they are following our instruction. This is the tapasya or austerity. So suppose one is habituated to smoking, but the spiritual master said, stop smoking. Then that is for in the beginning it is very difficult to stop it, but when voluntarily use of this, that is the austerity that one needs to follow. So to follow the spiritual master is the responsibility of the student, or which called as shishya. Shishya means one who abides by the rule, or a disciple who follows the proper disciplines given by the spiritual master. So, and it is said that then, and how does the spiritual master know which order to give? And yes, we want to follow the spiritual master, but how the spiritual master know? Because he refers to the shastra. So Narottam Das Thakur says that sadhu shastra guru vakya hridaya kariya yakya, that make the words of the saintly person, shastra and spiritual master one with your heart. So spiritual master refers to the shastra. So when the spiritual master says something, then we can tally with the shastra sadhu, and if it is telling that, then we can follow this. So sadhu shastra and spiritual master wording we should follow. So that's why in Bhagavad Gita 16.23 it is said, yaha shastra vidhim uccijya, that a person who gives up obedience to the rules of scriptures, vartate kama karata, and acts in his own way according to his whims, na siddhim apnoti, he cannot attain perfection, na sukham, na param gatim, nor can he be happy, what to speak of attaining liberation. So giving up shastric instructions, if one acts by his own whims, then there will be no happiness in this life, then what to speak of the next life, and what to speak of the liberation from this material cycle of birth and death. So that's why tapasya means voluntary acceptance of the these rules and regulations of the scriptures. That's why Rishabhdev is just instructing his sons. So I was just reading one of from a lecture of His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Swami Maharaj. So he said that that through celibacy can we have love of God. Celibacy is like austerity. So he can say, one can be celibate for hundreds of lifetimes. Do you think we will get love of God? No. He said, no, it is a devotional service that will give us love of God. Someone may say that, I am married to a devotee, so I will become a, attain the love of God. So he is saying that, no, it is not automatic that just in between the being with the devotees we will get love of God. We have to act on that. That we have to, unless we will not act, then we will not further progress in the devotional service. So we give the example of lion. Even if lion is the king of the forest, he has to also go and search for the his breakfast, his meal. That deer will not come automatically in his mouth. Similarly, then he says that this ashram, which ashram we are in, it is not important. It is only the external. In one or another way, you are going to have the take some tapasya. In Brahmacharya ashram or in Grahastha ashram, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa, any ashram is there. Tapasya is always there. So we have to decide which tapasya we need to accept. In Brahmacharya ashram or in Grahastha ashram, tapasya is always there. Because this material world is designed like that. That it here always be element of tapasya. Because that is the design of this material world. So therefore we shouldn't be too particular about how we live, but some things have to be a little suitable. So we should not be just particular about our life, how we should live, but it should be suitable for our devotional service. That maximum time should be taken, given for the bhakti while taking care of the basic needs of our needs. So that should be done. So Krishna consciousness or bhakti doesn't deny the basic comforts of life. Yes, one can be comfortable, but should not be get attached to the comfort of the life. The basic focus should be on the giving most of the time to the Krishna conscious activities, hearing and chanting. So that is most important. So it is not that, okay, if I sleep on the hard surface, then or I practice doing nirjala and everything. But that is there, if you can do. But it should not affect the our devotional austerities. Then he gives the example of that is one devotee, Vrindavan. Even in the winter, he used to only not wear kurta. He followed it for a long time, but after 15 years, he became very sick. So he will not able to follow the practice of sadhana, practice of devotional service. So we should follow sadhu, shastra, guru by according to their instructions. Then we can do the austerities. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, there he saw that some devotees are following the Nirjala Ekadashi, but they are just lying down, doing nothing. Then he said, it's better to eat and do seva. It is not that you are doing, that means that if we are following some austerity, then that austerity should give us more space or more time to do the devotional service. Then that austerity should be followed. Otherwise, if don't, we just follow the austerities, then we will be again come to the bodily level, and because of the austerity, we may become proud that, okay, I am following this, these people are not following this. So, whatever austerity we follow, that should be followed on the instruction of the spiritual master. And actually, the what is the main austerity in human form of life is to follow the four regulative principles. That is the greatest austerity. If we follow that and do your sadhana properly, then that will take care of everything. So, again, the Maharaj said, Kadamagana Maharaj in his lecture, that actually devotional service means to get absorbed. So, that's why the Gaudiya Vaishnavas do not need to spend so much exercise in trying to control the senses. So, we don't, when we, what is this devotional service? That we get absorbed, then automatically the lower taste will go away. And this austerity or renunciation is not the, comes in the limb, 64 limbs of the bhakti. He's explaining that these are not the limbs of the bhakti. In the initially it may be helpful, but if we not be careful, then we may go astray. So then he gives the, says that, because if by such a technique of austerity or renunciation that one is trying to make the mind neutral, that while trying to make the mind neutral, but what is, by this mind will become neutral. Then this example, we can see that in the 15th chapter, that how the tree of the material existence is inverted tree, that is the perverted reflection of the spiritual is explained. And because of our these activities, we are get this material body and we are this entangled in all these activities. There are so many activities and fruits of these activities. So this by tapasya, it may happen that we may just get out of this activities, gives some stoppage to the fruits of these activities, but roots will be still there. So you can see in the Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, 15 verse, that kechit kevalya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agam dunvanti karshneya nyaram iva bhaskaraha. That kechit, that some people, kevalya, by executing unalloyed devotional service to Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parayana. So what is Parayana? The Prabhupada writes in the word-to-word translation in bracket that completely attached to devotional service to the Vasudeva. Only to such a service without dependence on austerity, penance, cultivation of knowledge or pious activities. Then what will happen? Agam, dunvanti, that all kinds of sin will be destroyed as if with the rising of the sun all the fog will dissipated. So not just by austerities, but to by following strictly to the rules and regulation, and what you should attach to the devotional service, get absorbed, then only it is possible. So whatever austerity we follow here, these austerities what Lord is mentioning, we should understand in proper context that these austerities should take us to the closer to the devotional service. Then only it will help us to grow in the long run. So then this Rishabhdev is talking about austerities, devotional austerities. Then one may ask the question, then why these austerities? Why shall I not live like animals? Why do I have to live under regulative principles of scriptures and saintly person and spiritual master? Why I should follow austerity? Then Rishabhdev answers, what will happen? Tapo divyam putraka ena, that ena sattvam shuddhet. What will happen? Then there will be, our existence will be purified if we follow these austerities. So now we are contaminated by three modes of material nature, and now if we follow the austerities, then there will be purification of our existence. We get purified. And what is the need of this purification? Yasmat brahmas saukhyam tvanantam. Then by this purification, we will get the highest happiness. Here we can see material world, everyone is working for happiness. One wants to look good, wants to have good job or big house, car, everything. What is the end point? We should be happy. That is the ultimate aim. But what it, happiness is permanent? No. Because this happiness we are wanting is basically on the level of the body. And this body is only temporary. So what is attached to the temporary thing will also go away as soon as body will go away. So if we want to have ultimate happiness, then we should be attached to the body on the spiritual level. And that is, what is the spiritual level? That is on the, if we attach to the Lord Krishna through the bhakti, then only we will get that happiness. That's why Vedic literature says that Ramante Yogino Anante, that the yogis enjoy sense gratification, but where? Anante, in the supreme. So that is sense gratification, this sense gratification of the yogis enjoy, it is on the spiritual level, spiritual platform. So what is one name of the Krishna is Radharaman, that who enjoys sense gratification is Srimati Radharani, but this sense gratification is not on the material level. So this process of devotional service is aimed as satisfying the senses of the spiritual, senses of the Krishna, which are spiritual senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. So with the Rishikesha, with our senses, we should satisfy the senses of Lord Krishna. Then only we will be happy. So for the example, we can say if the hand or legs or other any part of the body want to enjoy separately, they can't enjoy unless they put the food into the mouth and then it goes into the stomach and is converted into the energy, so blood, and it can reach every part of the body, then everyone can be, all parts of the body can be happy. So similarly, we can enjoy sense gratification, but only through Krishna. Only when we serve through Krishna, through the process of bhakti, then only we can attain the highest happiness. So this is the process of human life. So we have to purify our present existential condition by voluntarily accepting of the regulative principle, that and not acting like a hogs and dogs. And we should need these regulative principles we have to follow, which are given by the spiritual master, scriptures and saintly person. And then we become purified, and at the same time we engage our senses in the service of the Lord, and then we'll actually attain transcendental sense gratification. That is Brahma Sokham to Anantam. That is the end of this verse that Rishabhdev is explaining. So that should be the aim of our human form of life. So in this way, we need to understand what need to be done. And Lord Krishna, in the form of Rishabhdev, is instructing to all of us that how we need to take care of this human form of life, which is very rare and should not be wasted like hogs and dogs. And for this is for the tapasya and ultimately attaining the transcendental happiness. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Anyone has any comments or any corrections or any questions? Hare Krishna. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Anand Koti Vaishnavanda ki jai.